This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Kathy Collins, KATHYCOLLINS. Date of birth, March 20, 1955. Date of appointment, December 9, 2022. Requesting physician Daniel Cunningham, TANIELCUNNINGHAM. Dear Dr. Cunningham, I have the pleasure of seeing Kathy Collins today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she is 67 year old, right, and a Caucasian woman who lives in the nursing home. She is having increasing confusion, fall, CT of the head done, which is negative. Usually, she is more alert and oriented. Presently, she is combative. She was on antibiotic, but the urine was negative. She usually up all night and sleep during the daytime. For the last couple of days, could not recognize anybody. When she speaks, she is missing of the words. She is on clonazepam. Past medical history, acute kidney injury, diabetes mellitus, depression, COPD, GERD, osteoporosis. DVT, COVID-19, vitamin deficiency, nicotine dependence, panic disorder, generalized anxiety, insomnia, confusion, constipation, past surgical history, none, allergy, no known drug allergy. Medication. Clonazepam 2 milligram, 2 times daily, morphine sulfate, quetiapine 200 milligram at night, quetiapine 100 milligram at daytime, venlafaxine 150 milligram extended release, 1 in the morning, venlafaxine 75 milligram during daytime. Social history. She is a long term smoker, does not drink alcohol, widowed, lives in the nursing home, have 5 children. Family history, mother disease, father disease, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat. pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having confusion, drowsiness. Physical examination, blood pressure 110 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular and rate and rhythm, abdomen soft ball zone present. Next apple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, edema, but anemia present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. Neurological examination, patient is sleepy, drowsy, but can be awakened easily. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. No aphasia, no dysarthria. I did the mini mental status examination. She scored 16 out of 30. No facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5, deep tender reflex, 2-4, plantar responses or flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 67-year-old right and Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, depression. Number 3, anxiety. Number 4, encephalopathy. Next paragraph. She has dementia, but encephalopathy is also a possibility. Excessive sleepiness due to not sleeping at night. Clonazepam can also give daytime drowsiness. Consider decreasing the dose of clonazepam. Start Aricept 5 mg PO daily. Clinically, she has anemia also. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.